This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Now, beginning in April, it was April 19th, so it's nearly a month, that I've been teaching along the lines of that we need to settle what God's will is. And when we settle what God's will is, that means that we need to find in the scripture what is the will of God, and then by faith we lay hold of those promises. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says that all of the promises of God are yes and amen to the glory of God through him. And so we know that all of the promises are yes, but not all of us are going to walk in the promises, because if we don't know what the promise is, we're not going to lay hold of it. And then we're also told that the Israelites had promises too, but they didn't lay hold of them, because even though they heard the same truths, they didn't lay hold of it because they didn't mix it with faith. And so everything that we receive by faith. And everything that we receive by faith, we receive it because it was provided freely in grace. And so we have to have the balance of faith and grace, because we access everything that God provided by faith. And so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if we do not settle what the will of God is, we will not walk in the will of God for our lives. And so it's not even enough to just know what the will of God is. We actually have to act on it. And so we talked about that. Very early on, Pastor Kurt had taught us to find 3 to 7 scriptures that pertain to what it is that you're looking for. And the reason why we find that is because in 2 or 3 witnesses, every truth is established. And so if you find 7 scriptures that tell you this is the will of God, then you ought to be utterly convinced, this is the will of God for my life, and I refuse to live without it. Because if it's a promise that God made, then we're going to lay hold of it. So if you have missed any part of these teachings, you can go back either on our YouTube page, which is Real Life Church PSL, or you can go to our website, which is realifepsl.com, and you can find that under our media archives, and you can catch up on these teachings. We talked about health, we talked about peace, we talked about our soul. Today I want to talk to you about protection, and then, provided everything stays on course, we'll talk about finances next week. But when we talk about protection, one of the things, Cal, this is not on your list, but we're going to go to Deuteronomy 7, verse 9 in the Amplified. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. And when we look at this, and we're going to look at this one in the Amplified, it says, "Know, recognize, and understand, therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love and mercy with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." God is faithful. One of the things that Pastor Kurt and I have been teaching together, and that has been a lot of fun for us, and one of the things that we were talking about is that a lot of people are using a term right now called uncertain times. And they're throwing this term around as though it's true. And there's nothing uncertain about the times that we live in if you're a believer. If you're a believer, certainty is found in the Word of God, not in circumstances, not in what's going on around us. And so we choose to live in certain times based on the Word says this is what's coming. just as the word came this morning from the Lord that said, hey, I warned you this is happening. It's not coming from me, but I warned you. Well, to be forewarned is to be prepared. We should be prepared. Why do they put road signs up on the roads, right? Construction ahead. Do you know, in our town, we have a pretty good city here, and they will put up signs telling you about construction that's about to happen in a few weeks, right? Because they want you to know, listen, May 10th, this construction is going to start in this area of town, so you can start planning your detours, right? If there's going to be construction on I-95 or on the turnpike, you know, the turnpike ramp is going to have, they tell us a month ahead of time. Why? Why do we get this forewarned? Because when you're sitting in traffic going, why am I sitting in this traffic? Because you didn't heed the sign. It wasn't that somebody wanted you to sit in traffic. It wasn't you were being sabotaged. It was that you didn't pay attention to what you were told. And you can actually prepare for circumstances ahead of time when you know that they're coming, right? And so the word comes to us, and Jesus tells us, listen, in this world you're going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've been so cheerful. They had us do at work, the city, I work for the city, and they sent out a survey to all the employees and said, you know, so one of their questions was, how have you been feeling the last few weeks? And you could rate it from extremely sad to great. And I check off great. And then the next question is, what has made you feel this way? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm working from home 3 days a week. I didn't say that in the survey. But it was like, well, I always feel this way. Like, I don't understand the question. And I do understand that people in the world are just having a lot of challenges, but they don't affect me. And so people are like, there's something wrong with you. Well, then don't wake me up because I'm enjoying it. Right? But we choose how we're going to react to circumstances, and we choose how we're going to proceed. And so the choice is up to you. Right? And so we go back into the word and we see that God is faithful to 1,000 generations. He's keeping his covenant. And one of the things that we had talked about is that there are people who will be like, oh, well, and we were specifically teaching out of Daniel chapter 3 with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And one of the things is that people use that to say, well, you just never know what God's going to do. So if you haven't heard that, that's been a Wednesday night teaching, and it's also on Pastor Kurt's Kurt Owen Ministries YouTube channel, and you can catch up on those. But we counter the thought that you just don't know what God's going to do, because people misinterpret that. And God is certain, and God is true, and we know that he is faithful. But people will say things like, well, even if God's not faithful, I'm going to stay faithful to him. And that's blasphemy. What was that?
You're so prideful, you stink.
You're so prideful, you stink. Because you're saying that you are more faithful than God, and that's not possible. It's not, he is faithful. And if we were to look at your life and you were to look soberly at your life, you would quickly find out you are not the one who's faithful in the equation, right? And so, and God doesn't hold that against you. He loves you. He wants you to love him with all that you are so that you can receive all that he is. Amen. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about protection. And we're going to start in Psalm 34, verse 19. We're going to look at this first in the New King James, and then we're going to look at it in the Amplified. Psalm 34, 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So we can see that it's not uncommon for the righteous to suffer affliction. We can see that it's not uncommon for us to experience or encounter affliction, even as the righteous. But the scripture doesn't end there. It doesn't just say, hey, many are the afflictions of the righteous, so get over it. It says, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. Whatever the affliction is, God is the one who delivers you. It's not you in your own wisdom. It's not you in your own strength. It is God who delivers you out of afflictions. So if you're in an affliction, good news, there's a deliverer.
Amen.
We're not stuck there. But the more that you focus on your circumstances, the more that you focus on what is wrong, the more that you're going to experience what is wrong instead of your deliverance. The more that you focus on your deliverer, the quicker your deliverance is going to come, because you have building an expectation, the Lord delivers me out of them all. Here's what the Amplified says. It says, many evils confront the consistently righteous. So we have afflictions, and then in the Amplified, it's translated as evils confront the consistently righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So we're seeing the consistency of no matter what you're facing, the Lord's able to deliver you. Does he want to?
Yes.
So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider.